Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu, Text 5. Sri Prahlad Uvacha Tat Sadhu Manye Sura Varya Dehinam Sada Samudvigna Diyam Asad Grahat Hitvatma Patam Griham Anda Kupam Vanam Gato Yad Parim Ashrayeta. Sri Prahlad Uvacha Tat Sadhu Manye Suravarya Dehinam Sadasam Udvigna Diyam Asad Grahat Hitvatma Patam Kriyam Andakupam Vanam gato yad harinma shayeta. Sri Prahlad Uvacha Tat Sadhu Manye Suravarya Dehinam Sada Samudvigna Diyam Asad Grahat Hitvatma Gatam Griham Andakupam Vanam gato yad harimashriyeta. Sri Prahlad Uvacha Tat Sadhu Manye Suravarya Dehinam Sada Samudvigna Diyam Asad Grahat Hitvatma Patam Griyam Andakupam Vanam gato yad harimashriyeta. Ladavacha Sadamanye Suravarya Deinam Sadasamudvigna Diyamasad Grahat Dvatma Patam Griyamanda Kupam Madam Gatoyad Harimashrayeta. Sri Prahlad Uvacha Tat Sadhu Manye Suravarya Deinam Sada Samudvigna Diyam Asad Grahat Hidvatma Patam Griyamanda Kupam Vanam Gatoyad Harimashrayeta. Sri Prahlad Uvacha Tat Sadhu Manye Suravarya Deinam Sada Samudvigna Diyam Asad Grahat Kam Vanam Gatoyad Harimashrayeta. Tat Sadhu Manye Suravarya Deinam Sada Samudvigna Diyam Asad Grahat Hidvatma Patam Griyamanda Kupam param gato yad harimashrayaita. Vaishnavis. Shri Palladu Vacha. Tatsadu manye survarya dehinam. Sada samudvigna diyama sadgrahat. Hidvatma patam griyamanda kupam. Lamgato yad harimashrayeta. Shri Prahlada vacha. Tatsadu manye suravarya dehinam. Sada samudvigna diyama sadgrahat. Hidvatma patam griyamanda kupam. Vanam gato yad harimashrayeta. Shri Palladu vacha. Tat sadhu manye suravarya dehinam. Sada samudvigna diyama sadgrahat. Hitvatma patam griyamanda kupam. Harim gato yad harimashrayeta. Shri Prahlada vacha. Prahlada Maharaj replied, Tat, that, sadhu, very good, or the best part of life. Manye, I think. Asuravarya, O king of the asuras. Dehinam, of persons who have accepted the material body. Sada, always. Samadvigna, full of anxieties. Diyam, whose intelligence. Asadgrahat, because of accepting the temporary body or body relations as real, thinking, I am the body, and everything that belongs to this body is mine. Hitva, giving up. Atmapatam, the place where spiritual culture or self-realization is stopped. Griham, the bodily concept of life or household life. Andakupam, which is nothing but a blind well where there is no water, but one nonetheless searches for water. Vanam, to the forest. Gataha, going. Yat, which. Harim, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ashrayeta, may take shelter of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Prahlada Maharaj replied, O best of the asuras, king of the demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest, vana. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavana, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. Hiranyakashipu thought that Prahlad, being nothing but a small boy with no actual experience, might reply with something pleasing. But nothing practical. Prahlad Maharaj, however, being an exalted devotee, had acquired all the qualities of education. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati kinchana sarvai gunaistatra samasate suraha harava bhaktasya katod mahad guna manoraitenasati davato bahi. Quote, one who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna consistently manifest all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods. However, he who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualifications because he is engaged by mental concoction in material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 12. So-called educated philosophers and scientists who are simply on the mental platform cannot distinguish between what is actually sat, eternal, and what is asat, temporary. The Vedic injunction is asato ma jyotirgama. Everyone should give up the platform of temporary existence and approach the eternal platform. The soul is eternal, and topics concerning the eternal soul are actually knowledge. Elsewhere, it is said, apashyatam atmatattvam griheshu griyamedinam. Those who are attached to the bodily conception of life and who thus stick to life as a grihastha or householder on the platform of material sense enjoyment cannot see the welfare of the eternal soul. Prahlad Maharaj confirmed this by saying that if one wants success in life, he should immediately understand from the right sources what his self-interest is and how he should mold his life in spiritual consciousness. One should understand himself to be part and parcel of Krishna and thus completely take shelter of the lotus feet, of his lotus feet, for guaranteed spiritual success. Everyone in the material world is in the bodily conception, struggling hard for existence, life after life. Prahlad Maharaj therefore recommended that to stop the material condition of repeated birth and death, one should go to the forest, vana. In the Varnashrama system, one first becomes a brahmachari, then a grihastha, a vanaprastha, and finally, a sannyasi. Going to the forest means accepting vanaprast life, which is between grihastha life and sannyas life. As confirmed in the Vishnu Purana 3.8.9, Varnashrama Charvata Purushena Parapaman Vishnu Aradyate, by accepting the institution of Varna and Ashrama, one can very easily elevate himself to the platform of worshiping Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, if one remains in the bodily conception, one must rot within this material world, and his life will be a failure. Society must have the direction of brahmanas, divisions. Society must have divisions of Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishya, and Sudra. And for spiritual advancement, one must gradually develop as a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasi. Prahlad Maharaj recommended that his father accept Vanaprastha life because as a Grihastha, he was becoming increasingly demoniac due to bodily attachment. Prahlad recommended to his father that accepting Vanaprastha life would be better than going deeper and deeper into Griham Andhukupam, the blind well of life, as a Grihastha. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore invite all elderly persons of the world to come to Vrindavan and stay there in retired life, making advancement in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this verse and purport, Vanaprastha, retired life, is being discussed. Technically, I'm a Vanaprastha. You know, I was for some years long ago in, you know, Grihastha Ashram. And that situation ended. So post-Grihastha life is Vanaprastha. I also remember early in my life in Krishna consciousness, you know, before I moved into a temple, I had received some of Srila Prabhupada's books, and you know, then I mailed off to 3764 Watsaka Avenue to get more books. And I recall reading in them stories of great personalities who left the palace, went to the forest, sat down in meditation, raised their consciousness through the different chakras, and then burned their bodies in mystic fire and shot their souls up to the spiritual level of reality. And I was thinking, I guess I was about 21 or 22 years old at the time, I was thinking, wow, I would like to do that. So I was living in Florida at the time, you know, with my parents, but I it was kind of too far to go to the Himalayas, so I thought I'd go to the Rocky Mountains. So I got a ticket to Denver, Colorado. I landed at the Denver airport, and I hitchhiked to Boulder, Colorado, and I just started walking into the mountains. And I was determined I was going to go up there, sit in a yoga posture, and achieve self-realization, burn my body up in mystic fire, and go to the spiritual world. So I think I lasted about 36 hours in the forest that way. Haranama, 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 Vikevalam, Kalona, Stavana, Stavana, Stava, Gatir, Anyata. In this age of Kali, that isn't the recommended method of self-realization, going literally to the forest and engaging in the practice of the mystic yoga system. In this age of Kali, the Sankirtan yoga system is recommended, taking part in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Kritaya Dhyayatam Vishnum, Tretayam Yajatom Makai, Dwaparar Parachayayam, Kalau Tad Hari Kirtanat. In different ages, different systems of self-realization, God-realization are recommended. So in this age, the age of Kali in which we find ourselves now, it's not really recommended to literally go to the forest, sit down and meditate until your body burns up in mystic fire. Not really qualified to do that. The age really isn't suitable for that. So another process is recommended to throw yourself into the fire of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement and burn up your impurities, chetodarpana marjanam, and burn up the impurities in your consciousness by practicing Krishna consciousness yourself and spreading Krishna consciousness to others. You know, that's the recommended method. Now, as part of that, you know, one has to deal with one's nature, and part of one's nature is attraction for the opposite sex. So Krishna has designed things so that there's a gradual progression in the lives of people. It's mentioned here in this purport by Srila Prabhupada that one goes from celibate life, brahmachari or brahmacharini life, to grihastha life, householder life, and then into retired life, vanaprastha life, and then sannyas. And this isn't just some artificial construct of Hindu culture. It's a biological fact that's there. By the arrangement of nature, both male and female begin their lives basically in celibate life, you know, until they reach puberty. Then it becomes an issue. And then by nature's arrangement, there's 25, 30 years during which it is possible to have children and live in householder life. And then, you know, by nature's arrangement, after, you know, age 50, 55, woman is no longer able to produce children. The man is no longer able to work as hard. Whatever children there are have grown up. And just by nature's arrangement, there is a kind of vanaprast, you know, for everyone. And then finally, there is a kind of sannyas for everyone. Whatever they're attached to will be taken away from them at the time of death. Usually one of the spouses, the husband or the wife, departs first, and then, you know, one is left to confront the end of life in a renounced state. You know, one isn't able to take shelter anymore of the various attachments. So that's there by natural arrangement for everyone. In Vedic culture, this progression was consciously understood, and society was deliberately arranged and structured in terms of these different ashrams or statuses of life. And but even in Vedic civilization, sometimes these varnas and ashramas were followed for the purposes of material sense gratification. In Vedic civilization, there was what's called pravritti marg and nivritti marg. The pravritti marg is the path of increasing material sense gratification. And actually, if you want material sense gratification in a systematic way, the system of varna and ashram is actually quite good for that. But the other path is nivritti marg. So there is something called daiva varnashrama, which means following the principles of varna and ashrama, not for increasing material sense gratification, but for reducing material sense gratification and increasing attachment to Krishna. Prema Pumarta Mahan. There are different goals of life. Generally, in the Vedic text, there are descriptions of dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Dharma means religious principles performed for increasing artha, which means economic development. And then kama, material sense gratification, but kind of sophisticated sense gratification, not the sense gratification of cats and dogs and other animals, but civilized, sophisticated economic development, sense gratification, culture. And finally, if you get tired of that, moksha or liberation. But Lord Chaitanya said there's a higher goal of human life, a fourth goal of human life, prema, developing love for God. So when one follows the system of varna and ashrama for this higher purpose, that's called daiva varna ashrama. And that's what Prahlad Maharaj is recommending. He's recommending, of course, his father, Hiranyakashipu, had asked him what was the best thing he'd learned from his teachers. So Hiranyakashipu was thinking by teachers, Sanda and Amarka, the two teachers of the Asuras. But Prahlad Maharaj, when he was thinking of his teachers, he was thinking of his spiritual master, Narada Muni, who had instructed him within the womb. So instead of telling his father what he'd learned from his materialistic teachers, Prahlad Maharaj told his father what he had learned from his spiritual teacher. And that was that it's best to gradually retire from all other activities and devote oneself to pure devotional service. That's the meaning of going to the forest. Srila Prabhupada translates it more clearly, one should go to Vrindavan where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and one should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is, you know, the ultimate goal of the Daiva Varnashram system, that one should gradually take complete shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, it's possible to do that in the Grihastha Ashrama or Householder Ashrama. You know, there are many examples in Shastra of exalted devotees in the Householder Ashrama who had completely taken shelter of Krishna. There are examples among our Acharyas. Srila Prabhupada for some time was in the Householder Ashram. His grand spiritual master, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, was in the Householder Ashram, had many children, and served as a responsible government officer, but yet contributed so much to the advancement of the Krishna consciousness movement by his writing and preaching. But the general point is that, in general, the responsibilities of householder life can be distracting. Pumsastriya mitena bhava mitam tayor mito hridya granta mahu atogriya chetra sutapti vitayar janasya mahoyam aham ameti. The responsibilities of maintaining a household, economic development, raising children can be distracting from totally focusing on serving Krishna's representative, the spiritual master, and achieving pure devotional service to Krishna. Not in all circumstances, but that is a general type of consideration. And therefore, you know, it's recommended that at a certain point, one, even if one is successfully carrying out one's responsibilities in a Krishna conscious fashion in householder life, that at a certain point one should gradually move into the vanaprast ashram. And, you know, there are examples of that in Shastra and the lives of our acharyas, and even, you know, within our, you know, Krishna consciousness movement, we can see examples of that. But again, it's not a matter of, you know, just renunciation. It's becoming Krishna conscious. So whatever situation it's possible for one to make the most advancement in Krishna consciousness, one should accept that situation. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Tattvavit Prabhu? All the elderly people should go to Vrindavan. Panchasord Vam. Vanam Rajet, according to Shastra, 50 years old and older, roughly. Okay, sir is going to charter a plane. Yes, that's another angle of vision. Thank you. You know, Prabhupada said that this is the spiritual world, his temples. So everybody's already come to Vrindavan. Krishna's here. Okay.
You mentioned that Srila Prabhupada was a grihastha. You just brought that point in. But actually, he went through all four stages that are mentioned, you know, brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha. He went to Vrindavan as a vanaprastha, and then he took sannyas. So he's actually advocating something that he's had experience of.
Very good point. Anything else? Yes?
Hare Krishna. In the scriptures, it often talks about that the age of 50 years that one should, you know, take vanaprastha. But those the scriptures are written and spoken far previous to this age when people lived a lot longer lives. Can you comment on that?
So the question is that in scripture it said that one should go through these different stages. But that was at a time when people lived longer? Is that the question? Oh, you mean like in Satya Yuga, when people lived for 100,000 years, at 50 would they go? Or... I don't know. Maybe they would go when they were 50,000 years old. I think one idea is that, I mean, I've heard it expressed that it's dividing the life into quarters. You know, the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. So... Yeah, you know, it is said that in different yugas, lifespans were different. You know, 100,000 years in Satya Yuga, 10,000 years in Treta Yuga, 1,000 years in Dwapara Yuga. So it's an interesting question. I mean, the real answer is, I don't know. But because it would... Yeah, generally, I would like to have a statement from Guru, Shastra, or Sadhu to back up what I say. And, you know, I can't recall at the moment any statement that would say, you know, what that meant in previous ages. My speculation, which you can accept or reject, is that it just refers to quarters of lives. Yes?
Why does it say, can you explain how in other parts of the Srimad Bhagavatam it says it's in the age of Kali it's forbidden to take sannyas?
There's a Shastric verse that forbids taking of sannyas in the age of Kali. And but we have the example of Lord Chaitanya, who is God himself, who came and took sannyas and instituted it for some of his followers. So on that basis, following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and the acharyas in his line, you know, we do it.
Thank you, Dudakamapu. Just one thought came to my mind, and that is in Satya Yuga, most of the people were pure devotees. They did everything that they were supposed to do according to the Shastras. So the question arises as to, if you are already a pure devotee and you already have pure love of God, where is the need to go to the forest or to announce yourself either as a vanaprastha or a sannyasi, since you're already involved in the process of feeling your connection or your relationship, and you're acting in the process of loving God, worshiping God, serving God, and doing all the things that a person would do when he takes the vanaprastha and goes to... Now, I'm not saying everyone was a pure devotee, but the predominance of Satyayuga was that people were pure souls.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think there are statements in the Srimad Bhagavatam that this divisions, yeah, the Varna and Ashram divisions start in the Treta Yuga. That in the Satya Yuga, everybody's in the Paramahamsa Ashrama, or a good percentage of the people. So that's a good point. Okay, one final thing, and then we'll break for prasadam.
Thank you, Prabhu. In the last line of Banangato Yadarimasra Yita, Prahlad Maharaj's advising that you should go to the Vrindavan. So I was just thinking that the gradual process to do that, the scriptures assumes that they're following the Varnashram Dharma. Everything is set up for that. We don't have that. We didn't have it. Srila Prabhupada came, and he initiated about 5,000 to 8,000 disciples. And we don't see maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 or 1% of devotees going to Vrindavan. Or we don't see many people engaging in the Sankirtan Yagya. So my question is it that because most of the devotees, Westerners, didn't have that access or that culture or that education, and when Krishna consciousness did not work out for them, they went out to something, they went back to the same place that they came from, meaning they should have either gone to Vrindavan, or they should have been engaged in the Sankirtan movement.
Well, even if you go to Vrindavan, you're supposed to be engaged in the Sankirtan movement.
Right.
Not to go to Vrindavan to carry out, you know, the activities of the monkeys and hogs. Yeah. And there's some danger there. So I don't think the two things are...
Probably I was just having the thought that at the end of his life, Srila Prabhupada was telling some disciples that one disciple was asking him, how is it possible to establish Varnashram Dharma? And Prabhupada said, I will go to New Vrindavan and I'll show you how to do it. So
yeah.
Is that a failure? Meaning, like, I just wanted you to give the answer.
Oh. Well, the instructions are there in Srila Prabhupada's books. They're there for us. And it's not a totally artificial system. It's part of nature. You know, these divisions of Varna and Ashrama are there in nature. In every society, people divide themselves into an intellectual class, an administrative class, you know, an economic development class, and an artisan or worker class. And the ashramas are also there by nature. But we can always, in Vedic civilization, these things were understood consciously. And so Srila Prabhupada, if he had been with us longer, he may have been able to give more practical guidance about what he meant when he said he wanted to establish these things. But he also said everything is in his books, and that Krishna will give his devotees intelligence if they... So, gradually these things will unfold, I think. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.